Now he stood in the doorway of the master bedroom. He could see faintly without the flashlight. A digital clock on a nightstand projected the time on the ceiling, and an orange nightlight burned above the baseboard by the bathroom. The coppery smell of blood was strong. Eyes accustomed to the dark could see well enough. The madman could distinguish Mr. Leeds from his wife. There was enough light for him to cross the room, grab Leeds's hair and cut his throat. What then? Back to the wall switch? A greeting to Mrs. Leeds and then the gunshot that disabled her? Graham switched on the lights, and bloodstains shouted at him from the walls, from the mattress and the floor. The very air had screams smeared on it. He flinched from the noise in this silent room, full of dark stains, drying